Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and I have Kat Tat on the line with me. She's a tattoo artist, and she is doing major things in the tattoo community. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Kat.
Well, my shop is called Enigma Tattoo, and it is my dream come true. I would have never expected tattooing to take me this far. So I have a beautiful, beautiful location. I have identified some amazing, amazing tattoo artists in hopes that they would want to be a part of this team and, you know, building this team of amazing artists, and they were so on board. So it's really, really exciting. It's going to be a top-of-the-line tattoo shop.
Excellent. So give me a little more background about being a tattoo artist. Are you like a regular artist that you do portraits, graffiti? How did you come about becoming a tattoo artist?
I think tattooing is something that found me. I've always possessed the talent and been able to draw and took art classes for like my easy A. And after I got my first tattoo, I was like, I'm going to try this out. And then from there, it just took on a life of its own. Like, it felt right. I feel like tattooing is my destiny, you know, so I gave it a go. I started tattooing on my friends in my dorm room. And like I said, I would have never expected that it would take me this far. But I mean, it's really my passion. So I do a lot of black and gray realism. I tattoo a lot of portraits, anything just with an immense amount of detail that I can make my own piece of art is, you know, my specialty.
When did you begin drawing? When did that start? Or was that kind of like a hobby and then it just became something bigger?
Like I said, I've always just had the talent. Like even, you know, when I was like in first grade, my teacher would point out that my drawings had a lot of detail. I always took art classes just because I was good at it. My mom's an artist. I feel like that was just something that was passed down to me.
I think drawing is excellent, especially portrait art. And I saw one of your tattoos of a female that you drew, and I was like, my goodness, yes, the detail is crazy. And it's like,
Thank you.
We were talking Chicago to Beverly Hills. That's like a fairy tale. That's like a dream. I mean, everybody thinks of Beverly Hills like, woo. So now how did you get your tattoo parlor in Beverly Hills?
You know, I moved to LA just like to take tattooing further and, you know, just to really chase a dream. And it took me a while to really get my feet wet out here and learn the area. I moved to North Hollywood. That didn't really feel like home. I've been living in North Hollywood for a couple years. So I knew just from living out there that I didn't want to open my tattoo shop out there. So I was started looking in other areas like Culver City and LA and California is just so big, period. I mean, there's so many places, you know, to do it. So it's like, okay, where do I want to open up my shop? You know, I don't want this to just be a regular shop.
Right.
So I was getting my hair done at a salon and I'm like, you know what? This area feels really, really good. So I drove around the area. I drove all the way down Pico, all the way down Robertson, Wilshire, you know, and I just wrote down the addresses of all the vacant spots. And there was one in particular spot that stood out to me. And I went inside and I was like, this feels right. So I got on the phone with who I needed to get on the phone with. And everything, you know, came full circle. And it wasn't easy, but it was like, it felt like it was meant to be.
Right.
So here I am.
Man, you talk about being a go-getter. What are some of the things you learned about opening up new shop that you can help someone out? Because I know, like you said, it wasn't easy.
Yeah, I think that one thing that people, especially women, need to know is that it is possible and you don't have to have all the answers right away. Sometimes you don't have, you know, $100,000 saved up for your business plan. Sometimes you don't have, you know, everything pointed out on paper. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just have to just take it step by step. You know, that's all you can do is take it step by step. If you have a vision, if you have a dream, you know, sometimes you just have to go for it.
Right.
Like my story, me finding this location and me moving to LA, like it was just, I didn't put pressure on myself to have everything figured it out. You know, I found the location. I found how much money I needed to secure this location. And then from there, I just took everything step by step, you know, and now it's like time to open. So that's the main thing that I want people to know. Like it's possible. You just got to do it. You have to be aggressive to find out what steps you need to take to make it happen. What steps you need to take right now, you know?
Right.
And that's the biggest thing because so many people will look at something and just say like, man, how did she do that? How did you do that? Just like you say, you're like, it's like a fairy tale. Like, it's like, I'm like, no, it's really just, I don't know. It just happened, you know? So it's like, need to know that it's possible.
Right, right. And that's key, just knowing that it's possible and being diligent and persistent at, you know, going after what you want.
Exactly.
I know that is absolutely the truth. So now, do you feel that tattoos have become a mutual standard between men and women? Because when you think of tattoos, you mostly think of that big burly dude, jail. And so now it's become such a phenomenon. Just catch us up on that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that it's all about the quality of the work. I think exactly at one point it used to be, you know, people with tattoos have this image, but now there are so many amazing artists out there who create beautiful, beautiful artwork. And right. That has been a huge part of my vision, is showing that women can have tattoos and still be tasteful and graceful and beautiful and feminine. You know, I'm covered in tattoos, but even when I take a swimsuit picture where all my tattoos are exposed, I still look like a lady.
Right.
Because it is, I have good art. Now, if I had a bunch of trash tattoos, then that is so tacky. I mean, you could take the most beautiful woman or the finest man and put some trash tattoos on them, and it's like, ill,
right,
you know?
Right.
So me as an artist, I feel like it is my responsibility to promote good artwork. Like, because it's not about, oh, you're covered in tattoos. No, you should be covered in art, you know? And that makes it look good. I think that if we just promote better art and train better artists and just, you know, keep pushing the artwork of it, then, you know, the room for tattoos is just going to continue to grow as it has so much in the past years.
Now, how did you get started? Did you start it with Black Ink, with the TV show?
Well, we were working at a shop. We had a shop called Nine Mag in Chicago. It was all the artists that were on Black Ink Chicago. And we were, that was our shop. Like, that was our reality. That was, we really had those bonds. And the network discovered us. They had been looking to do a spinoff of the original Black Ink New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they had been casting and trying to put different TV shows together. And somebody told them, like, no, there's this shop in Chicago with some dope artists, and they found us and they came and filmed us for a weekend, and they were like, this is reality TV gold.
Wow.
So I feel like that was just something that was in the cards for all of us. God had that for all of us, because we weren't looking for a TV show. We weren't trying to get, you know, we were literally just came together as some dope artists from Chicago, made an amazing shop, and it made those waves that, you know, led us to a TV show.
Man, what's the favorite part of your body that you like to tattoo? Is there a favorite part? Is one harder than the other? Or you let me know.
No, there's not a favorite part of the body at all. Once you're a professional and you know the techniques and everything, it's just a matter of, you know, laying the skin out, stretching the skin, and applying the art.
And how long does it take? Like, I saw the flowers on the side of a young lady. Like, do they have to come back the next day, or can you actually do that in one day?
I mean, I work on pretty big pieces. Sometimes I'll tattoo up to 8 to 10 hours. It just depends on what you're getting, but I try to knock out as much as I can in one session.
Wow.
If people are getting sleeves and, you know, these huge pieces, then it's definitely normal to come back for multiple sessions. You don't want to, you know, force yourself to go into too much pain. But if you're just getting a tattoo that, you know, you already have the concept and it's just one piece, then it can definitely be knocked out in a matter of hours.
Okay. And what's the healing process for a large tattoo?
The healing process, I tell my clients to just keep it clean and let it breathe. A lot of people have the misconception that you're supposed to leave it wrapped up and put a bunch of ointment on it. I think that the best healing process is to pat it down with a really hot wash rag as soon as you get home, let that fresh air get to it, let it dry out for a couple days, and then just apply a non-scented, fragrance-free lotion like a Eucerin or a Lubriderm, and just let it heal, just like a normal scab would. Treat it like a wound. You know, you don't want to pay too much attention to it and do more damage to it.
Right.
Just kind of let it naturally heal.
And what's the process of removing a tattoo? Do you know?
Tattoo removal, there are licensed professionals who do tattoo removal. That's not my expertise at all.
Okay, no problem.
I'm about doing the tattoos. We do them, so you're not supposed to be thinking about removing them.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny. I was watching a show and the guy did the tattoo and then the lady was like, I don't want it. And I was like, what? How do you sit through a tattoo and then decide you don't want it? I don't know. That's just insane. But
yeah.
the tattoo community is really growing, and it definitely opened up a door for you. Do you have anything to say to tattoo artists who may be listening? From Cat Tat, I love your name. I want to just keep saying it, but...
Thank you. I would say just continue to progress. I think in anything that you do, you should just always want to get better, and that's one thing that I love about tattooing. Like, you can never stop learning, you know, right. And never limit yourself. Always continue to be better, you know, better yourself for your client, you know, so you can do better tattoos and have a better impact on someone's life. So that would be my best advice. Just never settle, you know, just always strive to be better, perfect your craft.
Right. Do you have a signature tattoo?
Not really. I just do whatever the client wants. I try to just turn it into my own piece of art. And I think that's what people value about me, knowing that, you know, they're going to take their idea and they trust my artistry and know that they're going to leave with their idea turned into a piece of my art.
And I can testify that that is true. I've seen your work. It's just truly amazing. It just baffles me. I'm just a scaredy cat, so I can't get it. Hey, I'm a scaredy cat, Cat Tat. Okay, I know, right? That's how key players do. We just have fun. But what's one of your favorite tattoos that you have?
One of my favorite tattoos that I have, my Auntie Jane tattooed her name on me in Korean. It was on her bucket list to get a tattoo from me. She had colon cancer. So I went and I did a tattoo for her, and I had her give me a tattoo in return. It was when she was on hospice, you know, leading up to her last days. And she gave me this tattoo, and then she actually passed a week later. So it's just so special to me to have that memory and, you know, to have her have tattooed me.
Is that one of the main reasons why people get tattooed, or it's a mixture between memories and just the artistry?
Yeah, it's definitely a mixture. Okay. Everybody's different.
Right. Well, Cat Tat, thank you so much. I don't want to keep you. I know you're busy. Super congratulations on Enigma. And,
thank you, so
you know,
much.
When I'm in Beverly Hills, you know, if God see fit that I can even get there, I'm going to stop by and say hi.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It was great talking to you.
All right, sweetie. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So stay in touch, okay?
Absolutely.
How do people reach you to get an appointment for a tattoo? Because I know, you know, they need to know how to get you.
Yeah, you can email me. My email address is cat, K-A-T, at cattatgirl.com. That's cattatgirl.com.
Okay, cool. All right, sweetie. Well, you have an excellent day.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right.